Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And everything else. I don't want to be politically incorrect, but I am, because I can. I want to just say, for you all who are celebrating this holiday weekend with family and friends, it's very crucial to understand that it's about love. It's about family. It's about hardships, successes, and failures. Most of the failures we have amongst us are, you know, just a foundation for our future successes. I wanted to say, first of all, hope you all are having a great time together, great time to have an opportunity to, you know, share with the kids, tell stories and jokes, share recipes. Do not overeat. Hey, do what you have to do, but enjoy yourself today as it is your last day. This is a day that perhaps we all forget. It's Christmas. And whether or not you believe it was the Savior's birthday, we're celebrating it like it is Jesus Christ's birthday. A lot of you all don't know that there were 11 wise men that started out on the journey, and only 3 were left standing. Beautiful things are happening when you're with your family and friends. I have some people who are going to be coming on the show shortly. Just going to share a little bit about what it means about Christmas. And we're going to go to this one individual right now. I'm sure she's going to be trying to be persuasive, evasive. This is Sophonia. Hello?
Hello?
Let me ask you one quick question. I don't want to put you on the point and spot, but you sounded like you were so excited when, you know, it was, you know, coming up with the holidays. You sounded maybe, perhaps, that you were, you know, just like a lot of people, maybe get too stressed out about what to get certain people, you know, buying clothes, cars, you know, toys, jewelry, whatnot. What does Christmas mean to you?
Giving thanks to the ones that you love.
Did you have a good time today?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so what was... Let me ask you about the memories of your childhood when it came to Christmas. Was it something that it was about material things, or was it something about family?
About the family.
Do you remember the
first? Your grandmother's house.
Huh?
Giving thanks to all of them, to all your family that you have. And giving thanks to God's number one. Gotta give thanks to him also. Can't go to Granny's house no more. Cause it's there, but no one's there. That used to be the tradition. The house the big house. That used to be where everybody goes at the big house. Okay, do it now.
So in essence, what you're saying is that, you know, you got to take, you know, chances for these particular, you know, holidays when you have family come together.
That's
is
right.
To be
it's
able to kind of communicate and talk about some of the recipes and whatnot. Now I know for a fact that you don't want to be too boisterous, but your mama was a master chef.
Yes,
and,
she was.
And she had the recipe
and that
you talking about, Alexis, learned from. See, these are things, these are times when we're doing something that sometimes it's not about the value of the toy or the jewelry. It's about the time they share and information, education. So, I know that you are probably perhaps busy doing other things. I don't want to say thank you much. Can you, what is your favorite Bible verse?
The favorite Bible verse?
Uh-oh.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me past the waters for his life's sake. Amen.
Woo! And where is Alexis at?
Alexis? He wants you to get on. He wants you to say something. You want to say something?
Ask him what Jesus mean to her.
He said, what does Jesus mean to you? He said, what does Jesus mean to you? Did you hear?
Tell her to get on the phone. I mean, we're on national talk show. We're in Korea right now.
Hello.
What does Jesus mean to you? Happy first of all, Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Hello.
I know you have your family, but this is what we're trying to do right now is try to
happened.
Give a little bit of time of giving thanks to where the holidays are about and the birthday is about. Guess what? If Lynn had a birthday party and everyone got birthday gifts except him, what we're trying to do right now is give thanks to Jesus. What does Jesus mean to you?
It's on the speaker.
Well, if you take that long, then think it long, think it wrong. But thank you all so much. But enjoy your Christmas. All right, well, as we're coming around talking to different individuals, and now I'm looking at the switchboard that I can't really control at this particular time because there's so many people who are wanting to just give thanks to. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about relationships. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, who are, due to their jobs or, their military commitment, around the world, that they're not with their family. And it sometimes creates a void in the relationship. There are a lot of other, individuals who are unemployed. Here's another, situation where, people who are trying to just make ends meet and they feel pressure and stress because they can't purchase, the 1500 iPhone. For their two or three teenagers. It's not about the gifts. The gifts that you will remember for the rest of your life, 60 years from now, if you're a child. It's not about, the mega gift that you receive today. Because chances are, by February, it's going to be broken. Teenagers, chances are, once you get that new dune buggy or ATV or car, it's going to be wrapped around the pole come March. Chances are, that piece of jewelry you get from your husband is going to be, pawned by July. What I'm trying to tell you is that when you have someone like a face, it's the most simple and precious gifts that you can have. I want to see if I can play something for you right now. If you want to call in, you call in 1-646-478-0188. We're not trying to get too religious on this particular show, but I don't care what religion you are. It's about basically giving thanks to whomever you look up to. Okay? So this is what I'm asking you to do. You can call in now. I don't know if you can get on it, but doggone it, let's try it. All right? Okay. And it's pretty much what Jesus means to me. Because he's given us all we need. All right. I tell you what, it is going to be outstanding. 2016, what are you going to do? 2016. How are you going to make a difference in the world today? We have somebody supposed to be coming on here in a second. He's trying to get out of the studio, you know. It's going to be crazy once he gets in. Just hold tight. Okay? I hate to do dead air, but dead air is sometimes good. It's anticipation. All right. If this world were mine,
bye.
Two times, one time, three times, four times. We have so many people that we need to be respectful to. We need to be also appreciating of some of the people that we have who are not here with us, you know. And it's very unfortunate that a lot of our people, our loved ones, and, you know, holidays are such a great time to get together, but there are holidays, memories that also, you know, stroke a bad memory when you lose a loved one during a holiday. Thanksgiving was one. Jackie Sims, shout out to my cousin, Coach Sweeney, shout out to you. So many things that we have that we have to appreciate while we have them here. So, just understand one thing is that do not ever allow the opportunity for you to hug someone, give someone a good squeeze to jumpstart their life. It's not about the gifts that you give them, it's about the time you spend with them. And it's little things that you don't know and the words that you say that might trigger a change in their life. Right now, working on several, you know, occasions and events this coming year. Be blessed. And I want to say this to you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to bless someone else. I am a pleasure-seeking and pleasure-giving mammal. Put him on God's green earth to share his love. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I would not be here to share with you. I want to say thank you all so much for taking your time out. For those who want to listen to the show, you can go on to, or you want to befriend me if you have businesses, products and services need to get exposure for media. You can befriend me on Facebook. My name is Tom. Livsey, and that's L-I, V as in victory, S-E-Y. And from that point on, just learn to love, share, laugh, joke, educate, and accept the differences, because it's just more value in our cultures. Okay? Merry Christmas to all you all.
My baby, my baby, my baby.